Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, Venus enters Capricorn, and we also have the full moon in Leo. But in case you missed it, last week, Aquarius season began. Pluto re-entered Aquarius, so if you want to know more about that, then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Mercury in Aquarius and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's dive into it. So the first thing that happens this week is Venus entering Capricorn on January 23rd. This happens at 3:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know. Capricorn is a very practical and grounded energy. So during Venus in Capricorn, all Venus things, such as our relationships, our finances, and our creativity, take on that practical approach. You might notice that people around you are more focused on their goals, but overall, in general, are valuing things that have long-term potential.
How this affects you is you might be feeling more ambitious and achievement-oriented during this time. In your relationships, you might be more motivated to work together or work with others in order to achieve a common goal. Also, because Capricorn is more reserved, you might take things a little bit more seriously and take your time to open up to others.
So why this matters outside of the relationship aspect of things for finances, Venus in Capricorn tends to be a really good time for budgeting and practical spending. Since I know it's still January, a lot of us are still in that New Year's resolution mindset. You might notice that you're thinking more about your finances and your long-term financial goals. This is not necessarily just quick coupon saving, but more thinking about what your long-term financial goals are and how you can work towards them.
Something you might not know is that Capricorn appreciates tradition and timeless aesthetics. So when it comes to beauty and style during this time, you might be more drawn to classic designs and practical, reliable clothing.
If you're wondering how long this transit lasts, Venus will enter Aquarius on February 16th at 11:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between January 23rd and February 16th to experience Venus in Capricorn.
And per usual, certain signs will be more affected than others. The signs most affected are Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, and Libra placements. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
However, there are two rising signs that are more likely to find love during Venus in Capricorn, which for Cancer risings and Virgo risings, this is going to be a great Valentine's for you. Cancer rising, because Venus will be in your seventh house of relationships, and Virgo rising, because Venus will be in your fifth house of romance. Now, there are a few key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Venus is in Capricorn. The first is January 28th. Venus will be sextile Saturn, but also trine Jupiter on the same day. With the sextile between Venus and Saturn, we do bring that long-term, stable-oriented energy of Saturn to all things Venus. Again, relationships, finance, and our creativity. So this is definitely a good time to be making some realistic long-term plans when it comes to those Venus themes. Throw in another positive aspect with Venus and Jupiter. There's definitely a lot of joy, happiness, and abundance. You might notice on January 28th, you're feeling really social and just more open to have fun and enjoy life. January 28th sounds like a great day if you ask me.
And then on February 7th, Venus will be square the nodes and also trine Uranus. The square to the nodes can create tension or challenges when it comes to Venus-related themes. This could be a time where you have to make adjustments or different decisions, especially because the trine to Uranus is also bringing about some unexpected changes. There might be a lot going on, not necessarily all challenging, but there will be different decisions and things going on that day.
And then lastly, on February 13th, Venus will sextile Neptune. This can definitely create a very creative atmosphere. You might notice that you're feeling a little bit more compassionate and empathetic as well. Since Venus is a very creative energy and Neptune is all about our imagination, these two working together definitely create a very mystical, artistic energy on this day. So the next thing that happens this week is the full moon in Leo on January 25th at 12:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know is that Leo, being ruled by the sun, is very associated with creativity and our self-expression. The full moon can definitely be a time where that creative energy is really amplified, and it's a great day for pursuing your passions or your hobbies or anything that brings you a sense of joy in your life.
How this affects you is you're letting go of anything that's holding you back from being your true self. Leo is all about individuality and being authentic. So during this full moon, it's really a time to celebrate your strengths and accomplishments and allowing other people to see that as well.
So why this matters? While full moons are really great times for releasing, and in this full moon, we're thinking about letting go of what's holding us back from being the most authentic version of ourselves, this is going to serve as a time for a good check-in with ourselves. If you notice that maybe your pride gets in the way from time to time, this is a good opportunity to work on building our self-esteem in a positive and healthy way without possibly overshadowing people or making people feel like they can't express their true selves as well.
Something you might not know is that Leo is also associated with being very generous. So this full moon might inspire you to connect with others, share positive energy, and find ways to show your appreciation for the people that you care about.
Certain signs will be affected more than others. Those are going to be Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio. Personal placements, so Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, and or Mars. Now, there are a few aspects to this full moon that make this a little bit more interesting. The first is that the Sun is square Jupiter and the Moon is also square Jupiter. So this square could bring some challenges when it comes to excess energy. Jupiter is very expansive and very positive, but at the same time, squares can mean that we're overdoing things or overlooking things. So while there is a lot of positivity associated with this full moon, you just want to make sure that you're not overextending yourself, whether that just be emotionally, mentally, etc.
During this full moon, the Sun and Moon will also be making aspects to Pluto. Because the Sun represents the self and Pluto is all about transformation, this is going to be a period of time where you are really reflecting, looking within, and discovering new things about yourself. Because the Moon is opposite Pluto as well, this can mean that there are some emotions that are coming up that need to be released during this full moon.
And there is one last thing that happens this week in astrology, and that is Uranus stationing direct in Taurus on January 27th at 2:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that could be the 26th if you're on a different coast. Since Uranus tends to shake things up and is an outer planet, when it stations direct, you just might notice that there's some changes coming in regards to Taurus themes, such as our values and our finances. But at the same time, there's also potential moments for realizations or breakthroughs.
On a more personal level, we are learning to embrace change and unpredictability. Even though Taurus values stability, this transit is asking us to find a balance between the things that are familiar and being able to adapt to new situations and circumstances.
And that is pretty much it for this week. But if you're curious to know more about how Venus in Capricorn, the full moon in Leo, or Uranus stationing direct affect you on a more personal level, then we encourage you to book a reading. And the link to book a reading will be in the description.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Aquarius. So if you want to know more about that, then stick around for next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on Instagram. And we're also on YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.